Dobin Nyangwe from Côte d'Ivoire. You're a singer, dancer, songwriter. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You're shortly to release your fifth album. It's called Miziki. What is it about?
Oh, Miziki for me is my life. Yeah.
Because it means music.
Music, exactly.
What, in the Bété language?
Yeah. In, I think, Congolese too, you can say the Miziki for, say, music. A lot of language in Africa, music is Miziki. And Miziki for me is my life, my dream. My father is Miziki. My mother is Miziki. My family is Miziki. And Miziki is all for me. And Miziki is my new baby.
Tu es ma lueur d'espoir. Tu m'inspires. Je veux t'embrasser. Tu es mon métronome.
In what way is this album different from your other ones? What's new?
For me, it's different because I grew up. Yeah. The music is very different because I work with Nicola Repac, and I put in my music the little song electronic and sample, something like that.
And samples.
Yes. The song New Age, and is mixed with traditional and modern actual music. And for me, it's very different because it's my life now. I want to accept my life, I want to accept my difference, I want to accept my thinking, my energy, my emotion, my everything. And this album is like new baby.
You mentioned electronic music, and we can really hear the electro sound on a song like La Clé.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's something that Nicolas Repac really helped you to bring out?
Before Nicolas Repac, I have in my head, in my body, I have electro because I love electronic music. But I never do that because I wanted to only do African music. Yeah. But I listen all music in the world. I don't have a limit. And now I want to accept, I want to do. And luckily, Nicolas help me a little bit, but me, I do it. Every bass, every song, every... And I have my home studio in the home, and I try everything.
Trained at a place called the Kiyim in Buk, yeah, which is an artist cooperative in Côte d'Ivoire. Yeah. It was co-founded by your dad and the Cameroonian writer Wewe Rili King. Yeah. So that's really where you learned music and dance?
Yeah. Every I have to now, I learn in Abidjan, Kiyim Buk. Mm-hmm. And it was my lucky, very lucky chance for me because I learned dance, learn percussion, learn theater, learn singer, everything. And when I left there, je suis équipé. Voilà.
Yeah, yeah. You had all the tools you needed to carry on and have a career in music and dance.
C'est ça. And of course, after I learn more j'apprends plus pour pouvoir approfondir ce que j'ai appris au Ki.
So then you learned more to take your career as a musician further.
Yeah, I take the lesson song.
You had singing lessons.
Yeah, and percussion and music. But la base come from Ivory Coast.
Okay. Ki. And is Ki Mbok still operating? Is it still thriving near to Abidjan?
Yeah. Of course, yeah. Now she do the class for children, and she continued to do show and theater, dance. Yeah, the Ki Mbok is still in Abidjan. Yeah. Bye.
About the song Akissi, La Rebelle. Akissi, the rebel. I know about Akissi because of the comic strip, which features this cheeky little African girl growing up in Côte d'Ivoire. Mm-hmm. But what did you want to say via that song? Are you the rebel?
The name Akissi is the name in Baoulé.
So it's group. A Baoulé name for a little girl.
Exactly. Every group in Ivory Coast have name. Akissi is like me. Rebelle, c'est-à-dire elle n'entend rien, elle a.
She doesn't pay attention.
Yeah, elle veut juste. Elle a plein d'énergie, elle veut juste suivre.
She has loads of energy and she just wants to do what she wants to do.
Yeah, she doesn't listen to father or mother. She go and she have lot of energy and elle écoute son intérieur.
Okay.
Elle
écoute so she listens to her heart, her body, but not to other people.
Yeah, but...
And is that true then? You never listened to your dad because he was an important percussionist in Côte d'Ivoire?
Je n'écoutais pas mes parents.
No, voilà, when you were young, you didn't listen to your parents.
Yes,
now
yes.
You do.
Yeah, of course, now yes.
Tu es mon inspiration, berceau du monde, ta beauté mon flamme.
On the song Africa, you sing about your love for Africa. You say, you are my inspiration. What inspires you about Africa? Because you left Côte d'Ivoire in 1999 when the country became very unstable. You moved first to Marseille. But what is it about Africa that you still love?
I think when you go, when you leave, you never forget. And every move I do for my Africa, yeah. I love here. Here I learn so much.
Here in France?
Yeah, in France.
In France you've learned a lot?
Yeah, but for me, my energy, yeah.
All the energy you put into your work?
Everything from Africa is for Africa. It's for Africa, it's for people from Africa, it's for my family. Every message I want to do, I want to say, is African, it's pan-African for me. Je suis tellement fière d'être une Africaine.
You are very proud to be African.
Yeah. Parce que nous sommes beaux, nous sommes riches. Sometimes I'm little sad because people from Africa, ils sont pas tellement fiers de ce qu'ils ont ou ce qu'ils sont parce qu'on nous a beaucoup lavé, fait un lavage de cerveau.
You're proud to be African because you think you're beautiful people. You have a lot of richness, and sometimes you've been made not to value yourselves because you've been pushed down.
Et j'ai envie que tous les Africains soient fiers d'être Africains.
And what you would love is that all Africans be proud of themselves.
Yeah, right. Yeah, c'est ça.
Thank you very much, Kobe. Now,
merci beaucoup.
Yeah.
I don't want to be.